This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How about I just give you a recap of the crazy world of leftism. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Leftism is a crazy world. Stay away from it. You don't want to be in it. The problem is you can't. You can't because the people before you, and in some cases you, have condoned everything that has led up to the crazy world of leftism. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Let me just explain it. The crazy world of leftism wants to impeach a man that they attempted a coup against. Why? Because their candidate didn't win. They stacked the deck. Their candidate didn't win. Therefore, let's impeach him. Oh, and by the way, he was going to bring Armageddon and a variety of circumstances, and quite the opposite has happened. He's brought essentially prosperity and good feelings about America back, which means he definitely must be impeached. Because how dare he actually live up to his promises and make America better? How dare he do that? How dare he MAGA? See, these people are mad at you because you've proven how crazy they are. They don't want to realize. They're mad. Do you? What? How do you feel when somebody goes, yeah, look how stupid you are. Yeah, you remember when you said something? You don't feel very good. But you learned after, what, the third or fourth grade, it's okay to be wrong. It's okay to make the adjustment. It's okay for somebody to challenge your thoughts and make you better. Steel sharpens steel. But not with Democrats. Don't challenge their idiocy. In a time when America has the best economy, these people want to impeach the man that has given it to them. They want to impeach the man that has given women more jobs than they've had in decades. Blacks more jobs than they've had in decades. Latinos more jobs. Leftists more jobs. Kids are out of basements and working and being productive. The economy is booming. And they say, he needs to be punished. Just want you to stew on that for a second. You want to talk about a little bit of crazy leftism? These are people that are mad at Donald Trump for deporting MS-13 and other gang members. They're mad at how dare he deport potential Democrat voters, no matter how vicious and vile they are. There's not a day, mark my words, not a single day in this country, probably over the last two decades, that you couldn't pick up a newspaper or go online, however you get your news, and find out that there's been some vicious criminal who's been here illegally, probably deported 2, 3, 4 times, certainly multiple times, and they've just gone on a killing spree, and the Democrats support it. There's not a day in the last 20 years that an illegal hasn't killed somebody in this country, and the Democrats don't care. But they will tell you if it'll just save one life, smoking, if it'll just save one life, blah, blah, blah. They don't care about saving lives. They care about tax dollars and they care about remaining in power. That is it. Democrats are crazy. They've given us a crazy world and they are vile people. So vile. Their souls are so black you can't even measure that level of blackness. So, killers are walking the street in these so-called sanctuary cities because Democrats don't want to report them, and they spend your money on the criminal justice system, on the medical system, on the welfare system, you name it, and forget that they're taking jobs. Fine, if somebody doesn't want a job and you want to take it, I don't even care. But what about the other stuff? You think it's really helping our tax base? I'm just trying to explain to you how crazy it is on the left. And they do it under the guise of, oh, it's humanitarian to do that. Well, I'd love to hear their humanitarian side for Kate Steinle's family when she was killed. And the hundreds of thousands of others who've been killed by illegals. I'd like to hear that. I'd like for them to explain the hundreds of thousands of children, maybe more, who have lost services because they've been given to somebody else. American citizens is what I'm talking about. Let a kid die on the border, and man, these people, you would think kids never die. You would think people don't die to hear the Democrats talk about kids dying. I can't believe that child died on the border. It's a shame. Meanwhile, 14 black kids get killed in a drive-by in a month in Chicago, and nobody says a word. No money in black folks. You have just votes. No money in them. Releasing thousands of illegals weekly into this country, knowing the system is intentionally overloaded. That's what Democrats do. They encourage other nations to come here. You want to know how you could stop the flow of illegal immigration almost instantaneously? You listening, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? Are you there? Are you there? Okay, good. I'm just making sure. All you have to do to stop it is for the Democrats to go, you know what? America is a sovereign country. We agree with our Republican counterparts that you must respect our borders. We will join them in enforcing border laws. If you come to this country illegally, you're going to be deported, sent back. You're not going to process in. We're working with all of our border states, Mexico and Canada, to make sure this happens. Whatever. That would be the end of it. If you wanted to end illegals in America, if they said to companies, hey, we support our Republican counterparts. We are not going to condone this type of action. It hurts American citizens. It hurts our unions. It hurts our tax, whatever. It would be over. So you have to ask yourself, why don't they do it? And for the record, I've got a lot of crazy leftism to talk about today. We're not just talking about immigration. I'm just making a point. This is where we are. The left, they ignore crimes by people like Jussie Smollett, the entirety of the Obama administration, while they gin up crimes on people like General Flynn and Papadopoulos and Manafort and others. Why? To achieve their nefarious goals. They're willing to sacrifice anybody to achieve their goals. They don't care. Let me tell you, all these people that I just mentioned, Flynn, Papadopoulos, Manafort, and a host of others that they've tried to go after, and all the subpoenas that now Jerry Nadler's got for people, I would tell Jerry Nadler to go, you know, have sex with himself if he put a subpoena on me. I wouldn't show up, and I would use the Eric Holder contempt and say, I dare you to call. You can call me, hold me in contempt all you want. I'm not serving any prison time. These people are crazy. When I get back, I will even give you more crazy that will have you going, what are you, Kevin, you can't be serious. Academia, you name it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about the crazy world of leftism, double standard, the ironic hypocrisy, the hypocritical ironies. However you want to describe it, this is the crazy world of leftism. I just summarized it a little bit with some of the things that are going on with the border issue, but it's much more than that. They let people get away with murder while ginning up things on us. If they want to get you, they will create a story about you. They will falsify things just so they get you. 844-551-8255, kjradio.com. So a good example, Hunter Biden was caught. They had a rental car, gets caught with cocaine paraphernalia, crack paraphernalia, whatever. See, they know it's him. The rental car, it's his wallet, the whole deal. Nothing happened. This happened back in 2016. Covered up. Hush, hush. Media doesn't say a word. Let me ask you. If Don Jr. were in the same circumstances, what do you think would happen? Would you have known about this story in 2016 if Don Jr. had been doing that? Let me put it another way. Do you think you know all that the Malia and Sasha are currently doing? These girls are, and I'm just, this is just speculation on my part. I'll be honest with you, but I bet they're going hog wild. ex-president, the daughters of a former president that the left still pretends to revere. These girls, and going through their year, these formative years where they had it all, man, shoot. As my grandmother said, they showing their butts. She used to use a different word, but she's out there showing her butt. But she used something else when she said it. But you're not going to hear about it. But let anything happen with a Trump kid, and it will be DEFCON 1, man. Nuclear explosion in the media. So I give you Donald Trump Jr. Had Donald Trump Jr. had crack pipes and dope in his car with residue and whatever else. I don't know. You know the story. I don't even bother to worry about it. So all I know is Hunter Biden's rental car had dope stuff in it, and nobody said a word. Makes no sense. So, I mean, in terms of why don't we know about this? We got to know about the royal baby and what they name it and how big it was and all this other stuff. But we don't get to know about the vice president's billionaire son. He was, by the way, did a big deal with China, that Joe Biden threatened the Ukrainian government with withholding funds and all kinds of stuff. And we nothing. I want you to imagine if Mike Pence had a son and he did a deal with Ukraine. Mike Pence's son was a dopehead, a crackhead like Hunter Biden is. And he does a deal with Ukraine. And then Pence threatens Ukraine and says, I'll withhold $1 billion of funding or whatever, and we'll put you on Front Street. What do you think it would be covered up? Man. But Mike Pence, according to Buttigieg, he hates gay people. That's the story, right? No, there is no story about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and the collusion and the essentially strong-arm tactics of his father to make sure his son gets a deal with Russia or Ukraine, nor to talk about his dealings with China and on. No, we don't have to talk about that. Democrats are lunatics to their rotten core. And as I said, there is no color of black. There is no depth to the color of black that describes their souls. These are the people who have fostered mass shootings and terror attacks in numbers that this country has never dreamed of. Go back to 1940, 1950 America and ask yourself, do you think we would have ever dreamed of people shooting up a school, people shooting up churches, shooting up anything, a mosque, a synagogue, or whatever? Do you believe that we would have thought that we would have the number of shootings? Do you think that we would have the number of people who are crazy on all kinds of chemicals? They talk about solving opioid crises and things like that. The Democrats are the people who created it. And then you know what they did? They took away the ability for people to cope, go into a sanitarium because, oh, it'll make you feel bad if people declare that you need to go to a sanitarium. So they take it away. You wonder why you see people walking. Go to a major city. You can't go 5 blocks without seeing somebody going and talking to themselves out loud. Don't believe me. Just go. Or ask a friend. Phone a friend. You want to be a millionaire? Phone a friend. I was in D.C. I went to Union Station to go get a Chick-fil-A. Yeah, brother loves his chicken. And I saw two men, walking the street, mumbling and talking with Tourette-like crazy stuff, had people looking like, what? Two. Essentially a half a mile. The craziest walking around in the streets. These are the people pushing people in front of buses and subways and off of overpasses and all kinds of stuff. Don't believe me. Go look this stuff up. You don't have to believe Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show. These people love it. Every time there's a mass shooting, they don't care about the victims. They care about the what? What? Yeah, the gun. There's a terror attack. They don't talk about the people who actually perpetrated the terror attack. They tell us, you're responsible because you've created such a world, you conservatives, that these people feel like they got to lash out at you. Yeah, it's crazy because they don't want you to take, they don't want you to feel good about living your wholesome, normal life. They don't like that you get up in the morning, make breakfast,
you know, kiss the spouse, kiss the kids, send them off to school or camp or whatever, and you're a loving, caring family that is a God-centric family. Oh, they hate you. They hate you. You are goody two-shoes. How dare you? How dare they don't think you deal with the same problems they deal with, and you don't, not to the degree anyway, even though, yes, we deal with, you know, substance abuse, infidelity, you know, jobs and you know, laziness and all that stuff. We have the same problems they have. The only difference is we have a lot less of it, and we know how to cope. And you know, we know how to cope because we believe in a higher power. We believe that through that adversity, through that strife, you learn. If life was nothing but good, how are you ever going to be able to compare it? What is the nature of good? How good is good? Can good all the way up to there? You don't know, because unless you know what it is to be in the dumps, you don't know what it's like to slowly get out of it and feel good about it and to achieve whatever it is that you consider to be your little version of nirvana. And you know what helps you cope with that? This isn't meant to be a God thing, but what helps you cope with that is the fact that you probably do believe in a higher power. Not Democrats. Democrats believe in themselves. We did a thing the other day about the me generation. Me generation. It isn't the me too. It's the me generation. It's all about me. It's all about what I want, when I want it. I want it now, and I don't care who you have to get it from. And so they empower the government to do that for them, these bunch of gangsters. And the government's all too happy to do it as long as you keep your wants within, you know, keep them in check. Let the elites feast. We come back, we're going to talk more about some of this stuff. Keep it here.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo weighs in about convicted Taliban fighter John Walker Lind, the so-called American Taliban, being released from prison after he served 17 years of his 20-year sentence.
I think it calls for a review of our processes, all the things that went into this day where he's being allowed out early. I think we need to review it all. He still, as I understand it, still is threatening the United States of America and still committed to the very jihad that he engaged in that killed a great American and a great CIA officer.
Pompeo was speaking there on Fox & Friends. Lind will be in Virginia at the direction of his parole officer. On Thursday, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi did not rule out impeaching President Trump, although she noted impeachment is very divisive.
If we can get the facts to the American people through our investigation, it may take us to a place that is unavoidable in terms of impeachment.
This is USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. When vents become clogged or fans stop working, summer heat and humidity become trapped in your attic. This can cause your air conditioner to work harder, damage your roof shingles by overheating, and cause mold and mildew to form in the attic. The best way to clean them is with blasts of compressed air to blow away dust, dirt, and any loose insulation. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Crazy world of leftism. Oh my gosh. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. It's tough to impeach Donald Trump with all that's looming. You know what I'm saying? Very difficult. Trying to impeach Donald Trump. And now that they've said, no, we need to back off. And it's a subtle hint that sounds like a bullhorn to me, because Pelosi actually fears impeaching Trump. There's a reason for it. Kevin Jackson here, and I'm going to explain it. KJRadio.com. Here's the reason. Pelosi fears what's coming. She knows what's coming. Here's the thing. The Democrats have the inside scoop of everything that's coming. That's what gives them the ability to run some interference. Why do you think Jerry Nadler's in? We're going to issue subpoenas to all of America. It's become a joke. You remember they issued 81. They want 81 people to come testify before Congress about the Mueller report that has exonerated Trump. So even though he's been cleared, no, there's still a further investigation needed for obstruction and the potential obstruction of why Donald Trump didn't let us get him impeached and get him kicked out of office. He obstructed what we were doing. That's essentially what Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff are saying, which, by the way, guess who is no longer talking about any of it? Adam Schiff. Wacky world of Democrats. I'll give you an example. Jussie Smollett. Jussie Smollett gets away with what he gets away with. Now, it doesn't exactly speak to white privilege when a black dude gets away with what Jussie Smollett got away with. It doesn't exactly speak to police department beating up blacks and all this other stuff when the two Nigerians that were caught and Jussie Smollett all survived Chicago PD. But you know, while all that was going on, all the saga of Jussie Smollett, dozens of kids in Chicago were being killed. Dozens. Go look at the timeline of Jussie Smollett, what was going on, what the cops were investigating, and just look over 2-3 weekends when all that was happening and look at the number of people who were killed in Chicago. And Chicago's got a new mayor, too. She's a black gay lady. Woo-hoo, man. First black gay lady, Chicago. Mayor of Chicago. First black, first lady, first gay, first. What? Is she the first American? No? Oh, okay. Well, then, so she's the mayor of Chicago. The next in a new line of mayors. But no, we got to know she's black, she's gay. And one of my friends who lives in Chicago, he says, hey, she actually changed the rules for the aldermen. That was her first act as mayor of Chicago. He's like, maybe there's hope. I'm like, dude, she's black, gay, and a Democrat. If you think there's hope, I'm gonna keep on hoping catches my smile. I'm gonna keep on hoping that she likes my style. Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna keep on hoping.
Keep on hoping, baby. Because that lady is, look at the mayor of Houston. She's white and she's gay. And look at what she's done to that city. Look at what the left are doing to Texas. Look at what the left are doing to this country. Look at what the left has done to California. People live there in exile, virtual prisoners of a political system that does not represent them, and they can do nothing about it. Because California now is at a point where it can write any kooky law to protect its state's rights, its 10th Amendment rights of anything. You can't sue in California if they take your tax money and give it to El Guapo and set him free in their sanctuary state. You could do nothing about it. If I were El Guapo, I would ask, I'm talking about, you know, what's his name? The little kingpin Mexican cartel leader. That dude. If I were him, El Chapo. Is that what it is? El Chapo? Yeah, Chapo. If I were Chapo, I would ask to be extradited to California. That's what I would ask, because he'd be home. It might as well be Mexico. Anyway, so Jussie Smollett gets free. The prosecutor who let him free is from a long line of newly minted social justice warrior prosecutors who now look at this stuff through the prism of race. Yes, through the prism of race. And that's not the, here's what, when I talk about seeking educational excellence and what we've been trying to do, I met with a Supreme Court judge here in Arizona about a case that we're looking into. And the idea of ending identity politics, letting people be judged on merit, doing things the way the founders meant them to do, and not looking at all the, well, black people have been treated unfairly. Black people are not being treated unfairly today. We are getting coddled to the degree that our culture is degrading to where it's no longer safe to be black in America. But it isn't because of white folks. It's because of other black folks. And they love this. The left love this. So I want to dive into this adversity thing that's been going on, right? The SATs are now going to allow people to get into college if they got enough bullet wounds. So we got this adversity thing now. They say, oh, well, if you grew up impoverished, if you didn't have a daddy in the home or whatever, then you can go to college and your scores will equate to, you know, Chin or Chang or Yang or whoever, give me whatever Chinese or Japanese name you want, it'll equate to them, and you can go to Stanford or Harvard or whatever and flunk out like the rest of your brothers and sisters there, right? That's what they want to do. The adversity score. Well, let me tell you what the adversity score really is. The adversity score is academia passing the buck on its inability to teach black kids. That's what the adversity score really is. Adversity ranking. See, what the academia doesn't want to say overtly is, if you attend school in an urban community, you are already at a disadvantage. Now, you're not at a disadvantage because of your parents and all that. I mean, yeah, it'd be good to have two parents in the home and all that, but you're at a disadvantage because you're in a crappy school in a crappy neighborhood. We send our youngest, greenest teachers to you. So you are at a disadvantage because we can't handle it. They're also telling you that the Democrat Party and how they corralled blacks into these neighborhoods is at fault. That's what they're doing. They're admitting that the Democrats have ruined the black community. They're admitting that because of what the Democrats have done, their hands are tied and they can't educate blacks. So in order to get you to the level that we need to get you to, we can't do it through the normal means, the means that would make you want to go do it. We have to finagle it. We have to, you know, we got to play around with the numbers. Now, let me tell you something. They can play around with the numbers
to the day is long. Until they solve the actual crisis that's happening, it doesn't matter. But I want to read to you what a friend of mine, Heather McDonald, wrote on this subject, because it was really amazing stuff. So here's what she says. The SAT adversity score is simply the latest response on the part of mainstream institutions to the seeming intractability of the racial academic achievement gap. If that gap didn't exist, the entire discourse about diversity would evaporate overnight. The average white score on an SAT is 1123. It's 177 points higher than the average black score, which is 946. Approximately a standard deviation of difference. This gap has persisted for decades. But it's not explained by socioeconomic disparities. The Journal of Blacks in Higher Education reported in 1998 that white students with an income with incomes of $10,000 or less score better on the SAT than blacks from households with incomes of $80,000 to $100,000. In 2015, students with family incomes of $20,000 or less, a category that includes all racial groups, scored higher on average on the math SAT than the average math score of students, black students of all income levels. The University of California has calculated that race predicts SAT scores better than class. So what it's saying is black folks are not getting educated and they want to make it a socioeconomic issue. They, Democrats, leftists, they want you to believe that it's because little Kevin grew up in the ghetto. He can't compete. How do you expect him to compete? You're so cruel. But it gets a hole poked in it when you look at blacks who are raised in, you know, in good families, and they don't score well. Uh-oh, what's the problem there? Why is it that Jay-Z's kids are still not going to score as high as Bubba's in, you know, East Appalachia? I have the answer for you. It's because blacks don't give a crap about education. We pretend to give a crap about education. We need to educate our kids. Y'all need to, we need basketball. We need better equipment. But they aren't going to do it from the home, which is where
this is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm talking about the crazy world of leftism, and I'm pointing it out in this racist college board change to the SAT scores that allows for blacks or supposed disadvantaged kids to get into college by counting their bullet holes or their knife wounds or how many baby daddies they got. I don't know what they're going to look at. It's completely antithetical to anything you would want to do in the real world. I mean, I don't get it. Adversity ranking, right?
Well, I had some thoughts on it. I sent it out to my group of advisors for Seeking Educational Excellence. Dumbing down of minority students is what they're doing. It's a racist system. Yeah, so I told you guys I met with a member of the Arizona Supreme Court to talk about this because I wanted to know, would I have a case in going after the College Board over this? Because this makes no sense. And here's what I want to say. So, by the way, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I'd love to get your opinions about this. I said to some friends, consider this lunacy because it has deeper implications. A child raised in a loving home, a child raised in a good neighborhood. By the way, let me interrupt. What do you want for yourself and your children? Do you want to be raised in the ghetto? Do you want to be raised in a barrio? Do you want to be raised in squalor? Do you want to be raised where they're dealing drugs, there's prostitution and all this other stuff? Or do you want to be, have you, when I say raise your kids rather, in those areas and have your family there? Or do you strive to raise your family in an environment that is conducive to safety and security and fostering their development in the right way? Which is it? Oh, I'm going to wait on an answer. Okay, I know the answer. I know what my grandparents wanted for me. You know, I didn't live in the ghetto, but we lived, you know, it was a black, lower middle class black neighborhood. But that neighborhood today stinks. Black people today, ask the average black person, you know, I'm saying the ones that are dealing with these issues, dealing with violent crime. Do you want to stay there or do you want out? Look, don't even get me started because I can tell you I don't give a crap who the black person is living in these inner cities. If you said I can get you out to the suburbs, give you a safe environment, and you can just be, man, that would be a long line of black people. We're going to get your kids into good schools. We're going to get you a decent job. You're going to be in a safe neighborhood. You're going to be with people that can challenge you intellectually. You want to know why blacks are scoring lower on scores? Because we don't challenge each other intellectually. We are monolithic practically across the board. You can't try to have a conversation, a decent conversation with a black leftist about Donald Trump versus Barack Obama or anything political, and they are dogmatically where they are. And you wonder why. They need an adversity ranking for an SAT. The most close-minded, racist people on the planet. White people, white people, white people, white. They blame white people for everything. Occasionally, you'll see a video of a black kid that, because there's one I recall where he goes, they keep telling me I'm supposed to blame white people. White people are nowhere near my life. Why am I blaming them for everything? And what happened to him? Oh, look at you, Mr. Uncle Tom, step and fetch a coon butt Negro, blah, blah, blah. That's what happens when you want to give some sense to somebody. Now, apply that to logic and reason, STEM classes, science, technology, engineering, and math. If you don't have the logic of understanding how a game is getting run on you, how do you have the logic to understand electrical engineering, civil engineering, physics? Chemistry. You don't even use logic in your own life. So, a kid raised in a loving, caring home, a kid raised in a good neighborhood, is penalized for not living in a hellhole. Oh, well, listen, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, while Susie has outstanding SAT scores and, you know, she's a member of Glee Club and the Chess Club and, you know, and she was a cheerleader and, you know, and also participated in volleyball, she doesn't have enough bullet holes. You know, I mean, Susie needs, maybe you could send her back, get her raped a couple of times, and then she'd have enough adversity to get into our college. You're penalized, folks, for striving for the American dream. And another way you could put it is you're rewarded when somebody doesn't live the American dream. So I get the other side. Well, Kevin, these kids need a break. I mean, look, you can't pick your parents. Your parents are a crackhead, whatever. You can't. Circumstances are dealt to you. But as I've said to many people,
I've learned more in my life through adversity than I ever have through success. Success, there's an old saying that if whatever your vice is, if you get money, you will put your vice on steroids. I'm paraphrasing it, but that's essentially it. If you have a vice and you haven't learned how to control it, if you get money, don't think you're going to control your vice. If you're a gambler and you go, oh, you know, if I only had enough money, I would just gamble for sport. No, you wouldn't. If you gambled and you lose your two-bedroom trailer home, you'll lose your 40-bedroom mansion if you don't know how to control it. Anyway, I'm getting off track. Why should parents aspire to extricate themselves from the circumstances of life? Why do I want to leave the ghetto if the incentive is, hey, look, I'm going to give you housing. I'm going to give you allowance for your kiddos. I'm going to pay for college. I'm going to pay for your medical. And with college, your kid isn't going to go to the regular college. Your kid is going to go to the best college because he's been, you know, shot, stabbed. Your daughter's been raped. You had your car jacked. So we're going to give you a special leg up. And what's that going to do ultimately? Do you think the student gets into college and goes, hey, man, you know, I can see the professor. Well, Kevin, you flunked your physics test. Yeah, but hold on, professor. Look here. Boom, and I show him a bullet hole. Oh, why didn't you say something, Negro? You know, shoot, you didn't tell me that. Oh, okay, prof. We cool. We cool, Kev. Yeah, that's going to really help me, right? Get that job at NASA. Man, the college board rewards people for failure in life. Look, I'm not trying to come down on people for their circumstances, but as a kid who understands what poverty is because I've lived it, I got nothing of what I wanted. Nothing. I got one Christmas present that blew me away. And you guys don't remember, may or may not remember these cards. It had this like a strip where you go, you pull it out, and then you put the car down. That booger would take off at about 20 miles an hour. And I loved that toy. I remember seeing that toy, pardon me, on a commercial and going, God. I remember thinking, God, if you would just get me that toy. That toy. Well, guess what? That Christmas, my seventh birthday, I was 7 years old. That Christmas, I got that car. I couldn't believe it. Normally, I got socks and underwear and a t-shirt or something. And I got all the things that my grandparents should have bought me just for regular, but they waited. They would wait up. I would wear high waters half the year because I was growing. So I wear high waters half the year, wait till a birthday or Christmas to get my new refreshing clothes. I'm not even kidding. If you're poor, you know what I'm talking about. You wore clothes. We used to call them, I'm going to clean it up, but they were naughty bit huggers because those pants were so short. They were like jacked up into the crack of your, you know, where the good Lord split you. And luckily, when you're young, you don't have to worry too much about, you know, the room. You need in the room. But if it were happening to me today, are they talking like this all the time? Yeah, I know what they were. I'm gonna give you a hint. They were called butt huggers, but they weren't called butt huggers. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, the adversity ranking is a cop out. It's a response to these Asians suing Harvard over what happened with them. And in case you don't know, Heather goes on in her article to talk about this. She says, those who rail against white privilege as a determinant of academic achievement have a nagging problem. Asians. Asian students outscore white students on the SATs by 100 points. They outscore blacks by 277. It's not their economic capital that vaults them to the top of the economic academic totem pole. It's their emphasis on scholarly effort and self-discipline. How about we learn something about that and implement that across the board?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.